Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everyone, to Beyond Surviving, the safe space for survivors of childhood sexual abuse to receive support, resources, and share their stories. Beyond Surviving is about freedom, healing, connection, and even laughter and fun. Most importantly, it's about letting go of the pain of abuse and finally moving on. I'm Rachel Grant, and I've been a sexual abuse recovery coach since 2007, and I'm the author of Beyond Surviving, the Final Stage of Recovery from Sexual Abuse. You can learn more about me and the Beyond Surviving program at rachelgrantcoaching.com.
Do you know the three positions that you can take to access diaphragmic breathing, which helps us to reduce activation and anxiety and increase the relaxation response? Well, if not, stay tuned. We're going to explore them and practice them together. Let's talk about it. As we've been going along in our work in the Trauma Toolkit Tune-Up book, Toolbox book, we've been talking a lot about ways to access nervous system regulation. And right now we're really exploring breathing as a support to that process. So if you watched my previous video, I talked about the importance of diaphragmic breathing, how this really helps us in important ways to reduce activation, lower reactivity, increase our cognitive work and access things like the prefrontal cortex. We talked a little bit about how this diaphragmic breathing kind of accesses and activates the vagus nerve, which then sends a little bit of a chill out signal to the brain. And so this diaphragmic breathing is all about emotional awareness and regulation. It supports us in concentration and attention, and it helps us manage our stress responses. And so this is the alternative to that kind of shallow chest breathing, right? Panicky, not good. All right. And so the diaphragm, if you're not sure, is a muscle that's located between the chest and the abdominal cavity. So it's right below your rib cage and a little bit above your belly button. All right. And again, this diaphragmic breathing is widely supported in supporting anxiety and stress management, really reducing anxiety and stress, and induces states of relaxation and reduces the autonomic system arousal, right? That's where our fight, flight, freeze lives. Okay. So the first thing that we're going to do is actually think about, okay, so what are some positions, body positions that we can get in that will help us with diaphragmatic breathing? Again, we want to activate that vagus nerve, which stimulates the relaxation response in the body. So position number one is the lazy boy girl person pose. So you're going to sit or you're going to lie down, but the main thing that's important is that you place your hands behind your head. Okay. And your elbows are facing out and you want to just lean back slightly. And this just helps open up and expand the rib cage. Oh, that feels good. Just as a stretch. Okay. And then from here, let's start to take some breaths. So do this with me if you're able to do so. If this isn't a good position for you for whatever reason, don't worry. I'm coming around with two more. But if you are able to sit or stand or lay in this position, okay, notice your rib cage expanding with each breath, okay? If you're watching my belly, you can notice that my chest isn't moving at all. It's just my belly. Okay. That's one option, one invitation. The next is the totem pole pose. And you can do this sitting upright in your chair and you really want to just straighten your back. But in this position, you're going to think about rolling your shoulders back. So really bring them up and then roll the shoulders back and down. So again, this is a way of opening the chest and kind of stretching the chest. Now, the next step of this is to put your hands under your thighs, okay? So we're gonna get ourselves into a little bit of a position here. Okay, so shoulders back and down, hands under the thighs so that you're sitting on your hands. And let's try in this position, taking some nice long, deep breaths. Again, really focusing on breathing into the diaphragm, holding the chest stable. Yeah, and with our hands under our thighs, it's kind of difficult to move the chest, right? We feel we're like a little locked in. We can sway, but breathing from the chest, I'm just going to show you when I try to breathe from the chest. It's actually not as easy as if I have my hands free. Right? Okay. So again, imagine that you're blowing up a balloon through your lower stomach. Again, if this position for whatever reason isn't doable for you, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Try something else. The next option is the hands-on pose. So in this one, you sit upright in your chair or you are lying down and you're going to place your left hand on your heart. And I'm going to do this reverse so it looks right for you. Left hand on your heart, right hand on your belly. Yep. Okay. And so as you're breathing, I want you to just try doing some chest breathing first. And just notice the left hand moving. Now you're going to focus on your belly breath, your diaphragmic breath. And you're going to begin taking those long breaths in and out. Focusing on keeping the chest stable and only moving the belly. And so with that hand on your belly, your right hand on your belly, when you feel that right hand moving and your left hand stable, then you're doing diaphragmatic breathing. Yeah. Okay. So pick a position that you like from the three that I offered you, or just simply settle, sit relaxed, lie down. It's okay. Always work within the range of what you can do with your body. And now what I want to invite you to do is to inhale slowly through the nose, allowing the diaphragm to fill with air. And then as you exhale, breathe through your nose and allow the air to exit your diaphragm. Now, what's true is that sometimes for some people, it's hard to access diaphragmic breathing through the nose. So if you need to breathe through your mouth, that is totally fine. All right. But we're going to take a count of three in and a count of three out. So inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. You can experiment with breathing in through the nose and then breathing out through the mouth. Really start to notice what's happening in your body. Just keep breathing, noticing the diaphragmic breathing. It's a really good idea, particularly if you're feeling aroused or activated, to do this breathing for about 2 to 3 minutes. You can also increase your practice, build up your ability with this, your capacity for this, to where you get to doing this around 5 to 10 minutes. And just doing this kind of breathing, even when you're not in states of activation, it's like soothing and healing for the nervous system. And it's kind of like taking a little time out in your day, not reaching that point of activation or overwhelm before you access some breathing and do a little soothing and nurturing of your nervous system. Of course, if you ever start to feel lightheaded or hyperventilating, then you know you need to just take a break, stop, pause, okay? And then to end the exercise, it's good to just drop into a neutral body posture and then just take two more breaths, diaphragmic breaths, to kind of move you out of that place. Okay. So have a good time exploring and experimenting with this. See if you can start to work in a little bit of diaphragmic breathing into your daily practices. And as always, if you have any questions or concerns, I'm here, reach out. And until next time, take really good care of you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.